What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Anna Hearn, and of course I'm here with Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and how are you doing?
I am doing pretty good. It feels like it's been a long week already, but it's only Tuesday. And the weird thing is while this week feels like it's taken so long, the football season has gone by so short. Or, like, fast is what I mean.
We're officially, just had week 10, so.
Over halfway through
the 18 and regular season games.
I think now is where teams finally start to show some true colors. And, like, there were some surprise ones. I was a bit surprised by the Steelers.
Yeah, that came down to just one call at the end.
I mean, really crazy. And then, Vikings starting to look a bit shaky. Texans look shaky. There's a lot of
questionable games this week. Also, for fantasy wise, at least in our league, we had some low scoring games.
We had a win with 75 points. How does that happen?
Yeah, that's
Vinny's team scores under 100 for like
I had
the
98.
Ninth with like the ninth week in a row.
I had some unlucky performances.
Yeah,
this week,
you seem to get unlucky a lot when it comes to fantasy.
I do.
Yeah, but so there's a lot of craziness happening. So I say we just hop right into some Guess the Player right now.
All right, guys, let's get this Guess the Player rolling and start talking about some of these games. I picked some harder ones this week, so we'll see.
Oh,
what about
news? Did I say Guess the Player?
You did.
I guess I did. That's
right.
My bad.
Pretend this transition was for news.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how I didn't catch that.
Yeah, I didn't catch it either. I meant to say news, but...
But, I mean, there's not much news anyways, just some injuries here and there. Starting off with the main running backs, we have Brian Robinson and Najee Harris are both limited for the week. Other than that, nothing crazy. Obviously, McCaffrey was back this week.
Yeah.
I feel like
he didn't really do that much. I think he did decent, but I feel like he had at least,
I don't know how much fantasy points he had. I think like 15, 15 plus. So I guess that's late for him. But yeah, not much running back news in the works here.
Yeah.
But talking about receivers, no update on, it is only Tuesday, so don't have much of an update on like Michael Pittman, Keon Coleman, and Amari Cooper are both questionable with the wrist injuries for the Bills, and Nico Collins is expected to play next week.
Yeah, I think he was supposed to play this last week.
I know, I remember saying that.
I think it was like a game time decision, ended up not playing.
Okay.
So... Yeah, they need him.
That'll be a big asset for them and a fantasy. And then tight end wise, Dallas Goedert is out of practice, and they do have the Thursday game this week.
Yeah,
so
that could be bad.
Yeah, we'll have to see for that. Also, Devontae Smith was missing practice with the Eagles. And also, again with the Bills, Kincaid is day-to-day.
Okay.
Same with Kittle, who's kind of just been injured questionable the whole season. Kind of like Debo Samuel, always in and out. And then Laporta, believe, had a shoulder injury in the game, so he's questionable. I don't think it's anything major, though.
Okay,
but those were all the
not too many
ones this week. Obviously, still some lingering ones.
Yeah,
and I forget. I know some people are on bye weeks this week. I know the Bucks are. And they have a few injuries. Mike Evans, I think, is supposed to return after.
I forgot that he was coming back this season. Some reason, I just thought.
I think Godwin's not.
Who else is on a bye week? I think Giants are on bye week. They need it after that. They're bad. They're bad.
Yeah, but yeah, honestly, not as much injury news. Definitely slowed down a bit.
That's good.
So yeah, just wanted to throw that out there, and now we can move to Guess the Player. All right, so as I said earlier, I did pick ones I believe are a little trickier than normal.
Okay.
So
that's good because my trivia today is a bit trickier too. So I guess we'll see.
We'll see. Also, okay, we'll just see how it goes. First one of the day, we have 28 rushes for 153 yards and a touchdown.
Wow.
As well as 4 catches for 16 yards.
Wow. Okay, so that is a
pretty
big
solid. I'd
performance.
Say it's a solid performance.
Okay, so what running back was really feasting this week? Because I mean, that's an all-time.
There's a couple that I can think of.
Yeah, there are a couple that are coming to my mind, but the touchdown. I don't know if it was a receiving touchdown. I think my first thought is, and I think it's who I'm going to go with. Is it James Conner?
It is not. I did not look at his stats for this.
Yeah, I don't know. But it looks like, he didn't even lead his team in rushing yards. Okay, that was a bad
Well,
guess.
It was actually Chuba Hubbard of the Panthers.
Oh,
so.
I believe it's Chuba.
Chuba? I want to say Chuba. I feel like it flows better.
But that... I didn't realize how I was watching this game too.
I knew that he was kind of. I don't think he's done much.
Even Tyrone Tracy on the other side of the ball, 103 and a touchdown.
I mean, you start him.
I did
this week.
Yeah, but I mean, the Panthers back to back wins now.
I know everyone's feeling happy for Bryce Young now.
Mm-hmm. He looks very happy out there. He didn't necessarily play good, 126 passing yards and a touchdown, but I mean. Chuba Hubbard's doing really good, so you don't really need to be that good in the air. And their defense played good. But I don't know if this was more the Panthers being good or the Giants being really bad.
Yeah. I mean, also important to mention that the Germany fans were, it seemed like they were liking it for the most part.
Oh, yeah.
There was some good energy in the stadium.
They love singing, what were they singing?
Country
West Virginia
Roads,
yeah.
Or something. And it did go to overtime, so at least, I guess they did get a good, good close game.
Yeah, that was the part that Tyrone Tracy had such a good game, and then he fumbles in overtime, and it's just...
He's sold.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate, but, I mean, he played really good. Daniel Jones had two picks. Classic Daniel Jones not being
Neighbors
good.
didn't lead, basically 1 yard short of leading the team in yards.
Mm-hmm.
So, He's definitely slowed down since the beginning. I know we had a questionable fantasy trade in our league.
Between him and Jamar Chase, who I'm not sure if you know how good Jamar Chase did this
week.
Yeah,
I purposely didn't throw his stats in there. Cause,
that would have been way too obvious.
Yeah, but he definitely, let's just say that whoever got Neighbors hasn't really got a positive trade.
Yeah.
Out of the outcome. But yeah, Panthers are 3-7, which... Is better than
That's really
who was their first win.
They won. Who did they beat?
I feel like forget.
I think it was like kind of early. They beat the Raiders, of course. The Raiders, Andy Dalton game, and then now they're back to back against the Saints and Giants. And I actually believe. Let me check. I think I had them. Yeah, I had them finishing above the Saints. In the standings.
Which it is looking likely now.
And they have the same record right now. So, I might have, if the Bucks end up, the Bucks are down by 2 games.
Both lost this week.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, overall, definitely a better game than we thought.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, Panthers are turning around a little bit, so that's good to hear.
All right,
next one. I don't really think you're getting this one personally.
Oh, okay.
It is 5 catches for 56 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Okay. So that's about 22
fantasy
points.
It's a double tutty week.
Yes. It's about 55 fantasy points. Not that that means much for me. I'm between two names. Because I think... Both of these guys got around that. And since you're saying, is it like a weird name? Is it not like a name brand guy? Would you say?
You definitely know him.
Okay.
I wouldn't say he's like a star. You definitely know him.
This is going to be a weird guess. Is it Ricky Pearsall of the 49ers?
It is not.
Oh. Okay.
I don't think I would have picked someone that sneaky. It was Calvin Ridley.
Oh, wow.
Of the Titans.
Yeah, I didn't realize he actually did something for once. Yeah, he actually had a pretty good game. Yeah, 2 touchdowns. They didn't end up winning. Chargers are now 6-3.
Yeah, that's what I kind of wanted to talk about. The Chargers, I mean, I don't remember them being like 6-3.
I don't either. They've kind of been sneaky all year. And this is, of course, looking at the predictions. I did still have them finishing second, but this was the first year where I wasn't super high on them. I feel like the last every year of this podcast, I've been so high on the Chargers, and they always end up disappointing me. And now the 1 year I'm not high on them, they end up actually being pretty good. So
I know, which it's still surprising to me because they lost a lot of people.
Oh yeah,
they obviously. I mean, Mike Williams now on the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I mean, he was on the Jets, but Keenan Allen's gone. They don't have Eckler anymore.
Nope. They really lost everyone, but got better. It's kind of like literally what the Chiefs have, like did with Tyreek Hill. They lost a couple defensive
Herbert's
players.
Herbert's been better than, I mean, last season I think he was playing pretty poorly.
I definitely think this next 5-game stretch, Bengals, Ravens, Falcons, Ooh. Chiefs, Ooh. Buccaneers.
Broncos.
Yeah, I guess Broncos look decent now too, so...
They do have a tough schedule.
Tough stretch.
I would put a parlay on them not making the playoffs.
Oh, I don't know what their odds would be, but they
that's,
will.
That's a tough stretch.
I don't
stretch.
Know. The AFC's kind of weak.
Really?
Yeah, other than... So they're, I think, the sixth out of seventh seed right now, but the sixth seed by a 2-game margin. So, I guess 1-game margin from the Broncos. I think I would place one for them to make it.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what I don't if know they what, had those specific odds.
Yeah,
out now.
We would have to see.
But yeah, I mean, overall, kind of surprising. And yeah, the Titans have just been tough to watch. I think, I mean, Pollard. I haven't heard Pollard's name all year.
Oh yeah,
I believe he was one of my busts, if I do remember correctly.
Let me see.
I mean.
Was one of your busts, him and Puka.
Oh,
and
yeah, that's right.
Both of my busts were Diggs and Richardson, who...
Diggs got hurt. Richardson, he's getting there.
And it's funny, your booms, Garrett Wilson and Davante Adams, are now teammates, so...
See, I low-key predicted that, because they're playing together now.
But, yeah.
All right, so 0-2, I think... This next one, I threw in a defense.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to say the points.
Yeah.
Because you're looking at the games. But this defense in question allowed 146 yards.
Total. Oh, Lord.
Had 3 sacks, 1 interception, and 4 fumble recoveries.
Oh, gosh.
3 forced fumbles, but... It said 4 fumble recoveries, so I don't know.
Oof. Okay. I mean...
This is...
It's got to be between the Bears Cowboys.
There were some low-scoring... How many teams scored under 10 points? 1, 2, 3, 4 teams scored under 10 points. And that's just assuming that this team could have technically scored over 10 points.
I'm going to go with the Patriots defense.
Oh, that is incorrect.
Was it the Eagles defense?
Yeah.
Dang it, that was my
I mean,
guess.
Yeah, I'm sure they probably had similar stats, but yeah, I mean, this was just a...
Gosh.
I didn't personally watch this game, but...
I watched the end of it, and Kenny Pickett did get in.
Oh, that's right.
Pitt legend, Kenny Pickett.
I did actually see that in the background. He did have 1 completion.
For 5 yards.
Yeah.
That's
so he fell off big time. But yeah, I mean, what even happened this game? I personally didn't watch it, but...
I didn't watch... I missed, like, the only good half. I feel like the first half was a lot better. The second half, the Cowboys just looked terrible. Cooper Rush, I don't know if he got hurt or if he's just bad. He had 45 yards with 23 attempts.
23.
That's pretty bad.
He
had 13 completions.
That's 2 yards per attempt.
Yeah. That's, I mean, really bad. CeeDee Lamb only had 21 yards off 6 catches. Like, ugh. This team just looked really bad. And the Eagles, honestly, they did crush them, don't get me wrong. But their offense didn't look as good as I was expecting them to. Jalen Hurts, of course, got his tush push touchdowns.
I did see that.
Or maybe he had only had one. But, I mean, the team looked good, don't get me wrong. But I'm still not sold on them yet. 7-2. I feel like it's a bit sketchy. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, just talking about the Cowboys, this is just another – I mean, they got blown out by the Lions recently.
Mm-hmm.
What, 3 weeks ago? I mean, and I think they've got blown out another – I mean, the Saints beat them 44-19.
Yeah.
But that was when Saints were good. They're just – I mean, usually they end up sucking by the end of the year, but, like, this year they've just been – pretty bad.
I think the craziest part is they're 0-4 at home.
Yeah, that's
all
true.
Their wins are away. Like, that's,
yeah, those fans, I think they've been pretty upset.
There's actually, here's a little mini trivia for you. There's only one other team who doesn't have any wins at home yet. Who do you think it is?
I mean, I'd be tempted to say the Giants.
It is the Giants.
Okay. I was saying it has to be a home win team. But yeah, the Cowboys are they're not even frauds at this point. They just are straight bad.
Yeah, they are just bad. And Dak is out for the season. I got a notification. He's out. So, I mean, their season's over.
Yeah.
They're not making
the playoffs. CeeDee Lamb's I actually didn't see how he did this week.
He only had like
fantasy-wise.
He had 8 points, I think.
Oh, so yeah, his stock maybe.
It's going to be the Tyreek thing.
The Tyreek effect.
Like where Tua gets hurt, although Tyreek still didn't play good, even with Tua.
Yeah.
So. Who knows? It's so frustrating.
Yeah, this fantasy year has been rough. I mean, we just had some suspicious trades in our league this week.
Yeah, there's a lot of colluding.
A lot of collusion, so I'm kind of checked out.
Yeah.
I'm kind of finishing.
I mean, your team's
like,
bad. Regardless,
I mean, I'd still make the playoffs. I've just been getting unlucky. I always am losing by a couple points.
Yes.
Like, Javonte Williams put up 2 points this week. If I would have started...
Well, that's why you don't start Javonte Williams.
I mean, he was playing... The Chiefs were, like, high up in running back points. A lot,
yeah,
I
don't know.
Yeah, but...
He didn't even get the most carries. He only had one carry.
I don't know. Yeah, I actually don't know what happened, because he didn't have any injury notification, but he had one carry. So, I don't know. They're stupid. But, all right, let's get into this last one here, and then we can see what else we want to talk about. But we have this position player.
Oh.
This player had 22 for 24 with 266 passing yards, one touchdown, as well as 21 rushing yards and two touchdowns.
Oh, two rushing touchdowns.
So... Definitely a solid...
Why'd you say this player? It's a quarterback.
I know, yeah, but because the one time I made you think it was a receiver or whatever.
Yeah, okay. All right, which quarterback?
I personally think this is gettable for you.
It's got to be. Two rushing. It's making me think Kyler. I know Kyler was rushing a lot. Ooh, but is it like a sneaky like Derek Carr or something, or Josh Allen? Yo, Josh Allen, I know had a rushing touchdown, so maybe he. I'm just gonna go Josh Allen.
That is incorrect.
Was it Kyler?
It was Kyler.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I knew you weren't gonna think. All right. I mean, yeah. I guess I was kind of guessable.
Yeah,
I thought you were gonna get that one.
I should. I mean, I had it. I just. I literally watched Josh Allen get a rushing touchdown, so I was like, maybe.
I was thinking you may say Lamar, but he definitely had a lot more.
Oh yeah, I know my Lamar stat line.
I know. I try to pick people that aren't on your team because I know you just like stalk them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean the Cardinals, which I believe I predicted this correctly.
Yes.
We did tie in that. We had a lot of agree. Like we agreed on most of them, but this is one of the ones where I. Got the
yes,
agreement.
Yeah.
I got the win, and yeah, I mean, I just knew it. I saw it coming.
I should have.
The Cardinals
known.
Were at home, and
I mean, they're a sneaky 6-4 right now.
I know, and the Jets have just been shitters. They've been bad.
Yeah,
I mean,
there's nothing else to it.
I feel bad. I mean, I think, and people are saying, is Aaron Rodgers the problem? Because we saw what happened when Mike Williams.
I don't know if he
is Steelers.
The problem, though.
Because,
but, like, you look at this, who was the problem? 13 incompletions by Rodgers. That's probably not great.
I mean, you could argue they're coaching, but they just fired their coach. Like, they have a new coach or whatever, or offensive coordinator or something.
It's like, but Breece Hall ran effectively on the ground.
I mean, they were down. He didn't really get...
They've got great...
I think it's coming down to their defense has been inconsistent this year.
I would
agree. They let up 24 of the points in the first half. So they were playing catch-up.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Aaron Rodgers, I think he's just starting to get a little old.
Yeah.
Because we saw how Mike Williams performed in the Steelers game. He had a beautiful... That beautiful touchdown.
That was a dime by Russ.
Russ just randomly throws up these just sky balls. Just goes up and then just drops
I used to hate him so much, but he's become a lot more likable.
He's a great guy. He's always at the local children's hospital.
All right, respect.
And sometimes I see him around campus.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I saw him, but not like he didn't see me. It was like a far away kind of thing. But, yeah. I mean,
I don't know what to say about
this receiver duo, Wilson and Adams. I mean,
it's just nothing.
Devontae Adams probably got to be upset with. He did have the most receptions, 6, but 31 yards to show for it in a game where they pretty much had to be passing.
He could have came back to the Packers and probably done a lot better.
He could have came to the Steelers.
Yeah, he could have.
Honestly, dude, him on the Steelers could have had the potential to be.
Yeah.
With how Russ is playing, I mean, it could have been.
I think he's missing out.
It could have been scary.
And it is, like, seeing Rodgers play like this is really sad. I mean, like.
Do you think he's going to retire soon?
I wouldn't be surprised if this is his last season.
You think he's going to end in not glory?
But, like, you play one more and it's even worse. It's like.
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
You got to leave the sport before the sport leaves you. That's what people have been saying. So, but yeah, Jets not looking good. Cardinals looking good. And then just looking over some of these other games, Ravens-Bengals, absolute
that
classic.
That one I did definitely want to talk about, the Thursday nighter.
Yeah.
Everyone knew it would be a good one.
I mean, just Ja'Marr Chase, so good. Lamar, so good. Joe Burrow, 4 touchdowns. Lamar, 4 touchdowns. Derrick Henry, touchdown. Chase Brown, touchdown.
Yeah, this was just touchdowns all over the place.
Yeah.
And how many, 34 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And, like, fortunately, I guess we kind of watched it some, but, yeah, turned on at the end, second half.
We were watching
quarter.
It at Stacked.
Yeah, but then started getting good, like, really good after the half.
Yeah, just an absolute classic of a game. And then just looking over some other ones. Bears, like I claimed, were frauds, and I was correct.
I mean, yeah.
Chiefs.
No one's arguing that.
Chiefs went off a blocked field goal.
Yeah, that was.
Which.
I mean, yeah.
It saved my parlays, because I can now legally bet.
But, oh, yeah. Ainge had a birthday recently.
21.
Great. I still got a couple months. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I remember saying last week, I believe I said that the Broncos had, like,
mm-hmm.
I've been looking, and the Chiefs always kind of struggle with. I think they've struggled with, like, the Broncos and Raiders every so often
for no reason.
And yeah, I really wish that. I mean, I guess your parlays, but the Chiefs are still undefeated.
I think they're playing the Bills this week. I don't think it's gonna last.
The question is it home or away?
At Buffalo.
Okay. Honestly, I may be taking Buffalo.
I think I probably will too.
Yeah, they deserve.
Then some other ones. Steelers win a very close one, like we were talking about earlier.
Came down to one call,
And then how do you fall for that hard count? The guy jumped off sides on a hard count. They're obviously not going to go for it.
Yeah.
I think they're on their 35 yard line, and they're about to run a play.
And it was fourth down?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. He's probably got to feel stupid.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but Vikings, 12-7, but they could be frauds potentially.
I mean, yeah, Sam Darnold, I think, threw 3 picks. And speaking of picks, Jared Goff throws 5 interceptions
the
same game, and he won.
Yeah, they won on that field goal by they had a free agent kicker that they just signed or something. So
CJ Stroud,
he definitely got bailed.
He threw two interceptions. Jared Goff threw five interceptions.
I didn't actually see any of them. I don't know. Were they tipped?
I think one or maybe two of Goff's were tipped, but the rest were just bad throws.
Yeah, that's crazy. Crazy.
Not great.
But yeah, Dolphins squeaked out a win last night against the Rams. I guess looked pretty mid.
Yeah,
and
Tua didn't
Falcons
look
lose
good.
As well. So definitely some upsets this week.
Yeah, for sure.
I think we still both went 11-3.
We did both 11-3, which is actually pretty good. Like only three misses. It's not bad. Yeah. So, but next we got a little segment, a little new segment I made.
No.
So let's go into that. All right. For this new segment, I'm sorry, audio listeners, this one is a bit visual. But so we're going to put it up on the video, so go to YouTube and check it out if you can. If not, we'll do our best to describe it to you. So what I have are eight photos of Google Maps drop-ins and looking outside towards part of the stadium or around the stadium. And you have to tell me what team stadium we are at.
Yeah, I guess this really isn't an audio one at all.
Oh, definitely not.
I mean, I wouldn't say I'm very stadium knowledgeable, but...
All right. So, to put in some things, the first one we got a nice, looks like a runway. We got a nice little crest. This, I think, in my opinion, they go from easiest to hardest. This is one that... You should know.
Yeah. I guess, I don't know if I want to give them time, but this one, if you can see it, is Acrisure Stadium.
This is Acrisure Stadium.
Surprisingly, the thing that gave it away for me is that building right there.
Yeah, that's
looks familiar. And
Tequila
then,
Cowboy.
That's right. And then the PNC Park. Place, and then I saw North Shore Drive.
Yeah, so.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Okay, we're one for one. One for one.
Next up, what we got? We got a nice little neighborhood. With a stadium in the back.
What?
It's very strange. What NFL stadium has a neighborhood right next to it?
Let me get a closer look.
So we got just a nice neighborhood for the audio listeners. We got a stadium.
Wait, zoom in on up there.
We got a stadium.
I mean, I'm thinking like...
There's only one stadium that has a neighborhood next to it.
I mean, so I'm thinking, like, more rural, like, because, I mean, a lot of stadiums aren't in the city specifically. I mean.
This is, once again, from easiest to hardest.
Okay, based on these trees, we don't have any palm trees. It's a northern tree.
Okay.
I was thinking, this isn't my vote, but I was going to consider the Packers.
Okay.
But, north. I'm thinking, like, is there any teams in, like, Oklahoma?
No.
What's, like, a middle-of-the-country team?
I don't know. There's a lot. I'm not going to give you hints.
Honestly,
I would look at the color of the stadium.
The color's not that clear. I'm going to honestly say Packers.
It is the Packers. The Packers are famous for having a stadium right next to the
neighborhood. Not, like, a big city.
All right. You got both of those. Now, oops, I picked the wrong one. All right, next up, we got a stadium where on the ground we got a big sheet with a guitar on it. Looks very sunny. Got some palm trees.
Okay.
This is a very popular stadium.
My initial guess, I see the trees, I see the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, because I think the Dolphins is Hard Rock Stadium, so I'm saying Dolphins.
It is Dolphins. This is Hard Rock Stadium.
Yeah, I knew. That's one of the, I don't know many names of stadiums, but
yeah,
that's one that I
it's
do.
A very iconic stadium. Okay, next up. I forget if this was the one that I wanted to do next. I guess it really doesn't matter. Next up, we got a very modern-looking stadium. A lot of glass, arches over. Also, weather looks very nice here. You can actually see the name of the stadium.
Wait,
SoFi Stadium.
Oh, SoFi Stadium is the Rams?
Yes, Rams or Chargers, they both play there.
That's right. I was trying to zoom in on that person. That does not. That looks red.
Oh.
That out like that.
Yeah, I think this is just some ad for something.
Okay, I was gonna say I was originally looking at that, and then I didn't realize it's SoFi.
All right, so SoFi, there's one. Okay, next up, we got a stadium with a stadium next to it.
What?
So it looks like there is a baseball stadium right here.
And which one's the actual?
NFL, this is an NFL stadium to the left.
Okay.
And a baseball stadium to the right. I intentionally put it next to the baseball stadium because I don't know how well you know baseball.
I mean, I wouldn't say I know it very well, but okay, I just gotta think of ones that it's not.
If you look at it,
I mean,
if you look at the color, so the team on the left, the actual football team for the audio listeners, it looks like there's some red in there, and to the baseball team, it looks like there's some blue.
Okay. Call me. I mean, I know that. Let's see.
You can almost say there's some royal blue on the right.
Oh, would it be the Chiefs?
It is the Chiefs.
Okay.
Stadiums are right next to each other.
You said Kansas, like Royals.
Yeah.
I don't know Kansas City Royals, but I was originally going to say, like, the Texans or something, because I know the Texas Rangers have blue in them.
Okay, that's a good guess.
That's what I would have said, but
Yeah.
I actually would have not guessed. I didn't know Arrowhead was...
Whenever we drive down to Kansas, we drive by both of these stadiums right here, so...
Is there ever... I mean, does the season ever overlap at all?
Yeah. I mean,
does it get,
baseball,
like, super crowded?
I doubt they ever have games at the same time, but... Maybe it's
possible. That would be a war zone getting out.
Yeah,
there.
Which we did have a special request from my dad to stop hating on the Chiefs.
I feel like, I mean,
sorry about that, but
that's true. I don't. We definitely.
We're just jealous.
I think we just want them to. I feel like they're just not 9-0.
I would agree.
Not like they're bad.
I would agree. All right, next stadium. We got a very big-looking stadium. I mean, this stadium is absolutely huge. Glass everywhere. It's a pretty basic-looking stadium, and honestly, I will be shocked if you can get this.
I mean, it looks a little dome-like.
This is a dome. And the glass going all over... Yeah, you can zoom in. The glass going all around it should be a big hint, because in this last week of football... the glass actually affected a player.
Okay, I actually don't know that, but I mean, if I'm thinking of glass, I want to say that, is it the Falcons?
It is not
okay,
the Falcons.
I thought their stadium was glassy. Maybe the Vikings?
No, that's a good guess, because the Vikings, it is one of those stadiums in Madden that would have like the really annoying sunlight beams on it.
Would it be? I mean, those are my two guesses.
A certain player dropped a touchdown this week because he couldn't see.
Really?
Yes.
I was not aware of this.
Yes.
Certain
player on a poverty team.
I mean, Bears?
No.
All right, I give up. I don't know.
It is the Cowboys.
That's the Cowboys stadium?
CeeDee Lamb dropped a touchdown because of that.
I feel like that would happen more. That should
I know, you would think
often.
It would, but yeah.
I did not know that's what theirs looked like. I mean, I guess it's
It looks
open.
A bit different from the outside, but yes.
It's
all right.
Open.
We got two more. We got one. We got a stadium which has a huge, almost clock tower-looking thing going up.
I actually think I know this one.
What is it?
I mean, I don't know if you want to describe it more, but...
I mean, we got... It's almost like a pretty sad-looking town. But what do you think?
I think that I vividly remember this from Madden being the Colts.
No, it is not the Colts.
Isn't that Lucas Oil Stadium?
I think Lucas Oil's a dome, and this is not a dome.
Oh, wow. I could have sworn I remember that from Madden.
No.
Okay.
You would think it would be a dome because it rains a lot here, is a little hint.
Oh, Seattle.
It is the Seattle Seahawks Stadium.
I thought that was the Colts. Maybe now that I think about it. Now that I think about it, there isn't.
Whenever I remembered that this like little clock tower looking thing was there, it reminded me a lot.
I mean, I thought, let's see what the Colts looks like. Okay. I just remember like the rustic look.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
All right.
First, I guess I got two wrong. Okay.
This last one is kind of tough. We got, it's right next to a river. But you know it's not AccuSure, okay. So we can
see
get
some
that
bridges.
Away. Looks like Nissan Stadium is the name. I know that means nothing to you.
Is that is that actually a name?
It is.
Oh, I actually did not know that.
We got a river right next to it, a very sad looking town. It does look like it's fall when this picture was taken.
Yeah, there's no leaves on any of these trees.
But I am actually going to cover it. It does say the name of the team right here.
Okay, I actually didn't see that. So you may be able to read it if you're watching this video. But I actually don't... I mean, what's like a watery town? It's probably north. Mm. I'm thinking the northeast.
If I will say this town is a very big touristy town. It's a, like, if you're, when you turn 21, you would want to go here.
Okay, well, I know it's not Las Vegas.
It's not Vegas, yeah.
It's not Allegiant Stadium.
Yeah.
But, I mean, call me crazy, but, okay, well, I don't know where I'd want to go. That's the thing now. Like, I never really thought of me wanting to be 21 and going to a place. Okay, I was going to say it's... what's like a team over there?
There's a lot of music in this town as well.
Titans?
It is the Titans, yes.
Really?
I didn't know their stadium was so close to a river, but...
I've been to Tennessee once, and I actually don't remember looking at it. That's kind of... I don't know, it's kind of forgettable.
I actually don't even know if their stadium's even in Nashville. I think I just assumed it is.
I mean, a lot of stadiums aren't like in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
but yeah, so
that was a little interesting.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't
new thing.
It's tough
that.
For the audio listener, so I'm sorry for all you guys. That probably was
but
terrible.
Yeah, that's a good excuse to check out the YouTube.
Yes,
if
please
you want,
go check out the YouTube.
If you want to see our faces.
And next week, I got a very exciting trivia. I think I'm going to be doing some. Guess the player quotes. So guessing some famous like player quotes.
Oh, like that they said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought you meant like quotes that I got saying it. Okay. So, yeah, stay tuned for that.
I'm very excited for that.
I don't know if I know many quotes. I can already tell that.
But I say we just wrap this thing up now with some predictions. All right, and to wrap this up, like I said, we will do predictions. Last week, both of us went 11-3, like we said before. And, yeah, so... Let's just get right into it. Starting off with Thursday Night Football, Commanders at Eagles. And this one is kind of tough.
These teams have been looking good.
Yeah, I agree. I am going to go with the Eagles, though.
Yeah, I'm sure they're the favorites as well. They are also home. So.
Yeah, gotta be. Next up, Raiders at Dolphins. I don't know if I could tell you the last time the Raiders got a win. I will be going with the Dolphins.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really optimistic on the Dolphins, but yeah, the Raiders
are on a five-game losing streak.
They started out looking good.
Did they?
Yeah, I guess not.
I guess they beat the Ravens.
Yeah, that was like gave me a little bit of hope.
Yeah.
That was big. That's a big loss for the Ravens, that's, for the Steelers.
That is. All right, next up, Browns at Saints. And honestly, this game
this
could go either way. I think I'm going to go with the Saints purely because they're at home.
I was thinking Browns.
Okay.
Did the Browns have a bye week this week?
Yeah, I think they did.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, but the Saints just won.
Yeah, so. I honestly have no idea.
Oh, Colts versus Jets. This one's again.
It's got to be Jets. There's no
I feel like we've been saying Jets
this.
And getting burned a lot.
We
especially
have
you. I mean, you just said it last week.
There's just no way the Jets don't win.
Honestly, call me crazy, I'm saying Colts.
Wow. Okay, that's huge.
The Colts put up 20.
They did. Vikings at Titans.
Again,
Vikings. Yeah. That's what I'm going
to
go with.
These are some tough games to call.
This one is not tough. Packers at Bears. Go Pack go. Bear down. They're terrible.
Yeah, I'll say Packers.
Jags at Lions. Should be a Lions dub, but...
Yeah, I mean, with that, with those interceptions...
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Lions put up seven.
I mean, the Jaguars got three interceptions and didn't allow a touchdown, and they still lost this week, so...
The offense, yeah.
Yeah, really bad. All right, Rams at Patriots. I think Rams get a nice bounce-back win over the Patriots.
I'm not sure, because they... Patriots just came off a win.
Over the Bears, yes.
Drake May has been looking solid. I'm going to go Rams, though. I think they'll bounce back as well.
Ravens at Steelers.
Oh.
It's got to be Ravens. I'm sorry. I mean,
but the... Okay, Steelers are home, and the Steelers, I think I saw a stat, are 7-1 against...
They are. They do usually win against the Ravens, but I think this Ravens team is different this year.
Yeah, I'm gonna say
no.
Ravens.
Go Steelers. No, come on.
I mean, who do I want to win? I think it'll be a good game.
I think it will be too.
I don't see us getting blown.
Yeah.
Out.
All right. Seahawks at Niners. I'm gonna go Niners. I think they'll get it done.
Yeah, I will go Niners as well.
All right. Falcons at Broncos.
Oh, yeah. This one's a.
My gut's actually telling me Broncos.
Broncos are home in Denver.
Falcons lost last week. Broncos almost won.
I think that it's going to be the Falcons.
I think they're being
recency biased, but they're good.
All right, Chiefs at Bills.
Are we both fading? We're both saying that the Chiefs will get their first loss.
I think they will. And, you know, speaking of losses that haven't come in a while, Bengals at Chargers, I do think the Bengals end up beating up on the Chargers.
Yeah, which they could surprise people.
Oh, they definitely could.
Been playing well, especially that last game, mm-hmm. both teams. But.
And then Texans at Cowboys.
I mean, Cowboys are home.
Means they're going to lose. They're 0-4.
This is a battle of Texas.
Yeah, it is. But
so
yeah.
these are some tough games to call. We got a good amount of disagreements here. Yeah. We got one, two, three.
Okay.
Only three?
Felt like we had more, but I guess only three.
I mean, a lot of these are close.
Yeah.
I don't see this being a good week
mm-hmm.
for picks-wise.
Yeah, so, but that's all we got for this week. You know, make sure to, you know, check out YouTube like we were saying earlier. Follow us, like, share, I don't know, rate 5 stars, I guess.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening. Hopefully you guys are enjoying the new little segments Aiden's coming up with. And hopefully our fantasy teams are looking better as playoffs starting soon too. So
I know.
A lot to talk about in the coming weeks. So we will catch you guys in the next one.
Peace.